Hi, this is Chip with the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast, another one for July 7th. Well, the second episode of Torchwood Children of Earth has aired in the UK as I record this, but there's still one more person to be heard from regarding the first episode. Here's that noted Torchwood skeptic, Trevor from the DWO WhoCast.
Hello, Chip, and hello, listeners to the 2-Minute Time Lord. I suppose I'm on record over on the WhoCast and probably elsewhere on the internet saying that I'm not the biggest fan of Torchwood, so I'm in the weird situation tonight after watching the first part of Children of Earth going, well, that wasn't half bad. I broke my usual rule and went and read some of the reviews before watching it, and it's the general consensus seems to be that this is Torchwood, but not as we know it. What I'm seeing now in this season three is different to probably a lot of the stuff that I detested about the show when I tried to give it a go back in season one. And that's probably a good thing, because what I saw with the first part of Children of Earth was not a story that went out for all-out action, but was a nice slow burn. We do have another four episodes to fill up, of course, so we can't reveal too much. We've got the mysterious 4, 5, 6. We've got the wonderful little personal moments happening with the surviving members of the Torchwood team. We have that fantastic cliffhanger, which, of course, will have to get resolved tomorrow night. But yeah, I sat down and watched it thinking, oh, I'm going to hate this as much as any other Torchwood I've watched, but I was pleasantly surprised, and I'm very much looking forward to seeing Children of Earth Part 2 tomorrow, because I want to see what happens to Captain Jack. Does he survive? Does he live? But yeah, no. Some fantastic things in there. You can certainly see a lot of the trademark Russell T. Davies Earth in Peril type motifs that he uses for his stories, but it doesn't have a lot of the awful cliches and the contemporary pop culture references that a lot of RTD's work often has. So, all good for me. Looking forward to tomorrow. Thanks, Chip. I'm sure you can tell all the guys and gals where they can find me and the WhoCast.
I'll do you one better, Trevor. You can catch Trevor on two podcasts. There's, of course, the DWO WhoCast at thewhocast.com, or check out FanTragic at fantragic.com. Current episode is episode 83, beginning a huge recap of the entire Star Trek phenomenon. Very amusing, very fun. I'm embarrassed to say that I get just about every single reference there. You can find me on the web at twominutetimelord.com or on Twitter at numeral2minutetimelord. See you soon, hopefully, with some more Torchwood reviews.